Hey everybody, this is Mark Manson, and this is an analysis and commentary on the article, Five Things That Should Be Taught in Every School. In these commentaries, I always talk about the ideas, research, inspirations, and stupid stories that go into coming up with the article, actually writing it, and putting it out there for the pretty people like you. If you dig the article, keep listening to the audio, because this is where you get the inside story, the inside scoop. So what about this one? Five things that should be taught in every school. To be honest, it's funny. I keep kind of like wandering into these education, like rip on the education system type pieces, and I always get a little bit of a backlash for it. I even included a footnote in this article, like telling teachers, like, hey, I'm not ripping on you guys, like, it's not your fault. Don't take it the wrong way. But I think for me, you know, especially the last few years, now that I'm like, quote unquote, an adult, where like I have, you know, kind of my career and I have, you know, I'm settling down and I'm getting married and I'm going to have a family in the next few years. I'm kind of in this point in my life where I'm thinking about like what I learned and kind of what I had to go through to learn it. And I think like most people, I think a lot of people can relate to this. I'm a little bit frustrated in that, like the most important things in my life that I've learned, and I've learned in very hard ways. I didn't learn in school, yet I spent the vast majority of the first 22 years of my life in school. So, that just, you know, I have a weird thing. I have a tick for like efficiency. And that just bugs me. And I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling that, there are just some very basic bonehead mistakes that we make in life that like could easily be prevented. I mean, the most obvious is something like personal finance. You know, it's just like understanding how a credit card works, how to use them, how to pay off debt, like just why this is important, how it's going to work. I feel like basic stuff like that isn't hammered into us enough. Another one is, I mean, I'm biased obviously when it comes to a lot of this stuff, because a lot of this stuff is very much kind of based on my own personal philosophy, but logic and reasoning, skepticism, self-awareness. I mean, to me, these are the biggest and most important principles in my life, and I kind of had to pick them up through just screwing up over and over again, through most of my early adulthood. Relationships obviously is a big one, and I do think actually, I mean, it depends where you live, where you go to school, but I know some countries and some school systems, some areas, they are doing a lot more than just kind of like the rudimentary sex education. You know, they're talking a little bit more about things like consent and emotions and experience and, you know, being safe and healthy and communicative and things like that. And I think there's progress being made on that front. But I mean, I guess there's kind of an underlying argument to this entire article that, you know, isn't explicitly stated, but I guess I'll go ahead and state it here. And it's part of a piece of a thread that runs through, a lot of articles throughout my site. And that is, we are entering an age where information by itself is not valuable anymore. Information is essentially, it's a commodity, like it's free. It's like, it's a free and infinite resource. And school was originally designed to, because you needed the majority of the population to have a baseline level of information. And that's still true. But the problem is that, you know, kids can easily get most of that information on their own terms through their own methods, and do it for free. You know, they don't necessarily need some big organized course. The other thing too is that the necessary information for life these days is probably a lot different than it was, say, 100 years ago. You know, it's, things like history and literature are important, but I think the proportion in which things are taught, the amount of time that's given to certain subjects over others, the practical applicability of certain subjects, I think is probably out of whack. Like they were designed and they made sense, you know, around 1900 and for 2016, 2015, the game has changed a lot. Like people need to be much more mentally agile. Technology is so integrated into our lives that, a lot of these fundamental, like reasoning, different, you know, like logic, personal, like mathematics applied on like a kind of a personal level, understanding media biases, basic psychology, cognitive biases, things like that. Like to me, those things are so much more important and useful today, because we're getting bombarded with so much information from so many different angles. Like those are the tools that we need today to successfully navigate through life. And, I think a lot of the stuff that used to maybe be fundamental for people's lives, say 50 years ago, now is kind of more of like a cherry on top. You know, it's a nice little bonus to, you know certain things. So anyway, that's just kind of like a little bit of a personal rant. As for the article itself, I think it's good. In hindsight, I'm recording this about a year after posting it, or a little bit less than a year after posting it. I think the message is important. It's articles like this that I look back on and I'm like, man, I was a little bit preachy, you know, like, I get a little bit self-conscious when I read myself writing stuff like this. I do stand by all the information here. And yeah, I mean, the statistics do back this up. Like I'm not just pulling these topics out of my ass. Like, oh, I like logic. I think people should learn logic. Like I think there are demonstrable empirical displays of, you know, the population lacking these traits. Personal finance is like the most obvious and the most, potentially the most detrimental. I mean, like there's just the inability, like the statistically, it shows that the vast majority of Americans have a basic inability to just manage their month-to-month money. And I mean, I do understand that economic times aren't what they used to be, but I mean, it's upsetting when you kind of dig into a lot of the data. That's why I see, you know, so I think I recommended just one book here. I think it's Ramit Sethi's I'll Teach You to Be Rich, but, a lot of those personal finance books, not only were they some of the most beneficial things I ever read, but like, I applaud those people in that space, like trying to get this information out there the best that they can. If I believed in a God, I would say you're doing God's work. Because that's what people need more now than ever. But also, I mean, when it comes to like logic and reasoning, I can't tell you how upsetting it can be sometimes to read a lot of things in the media, especially in like very credible places that just make very basic, logical fallacies, extrapolate from statistics incorrectly, confuse causation with correlation. It's all over the place and people just dive right into it. Like they don't question it. They don't think about it. And I think this is a problem. And what upsets me is that things such as like the scientific method and mathematical reasoning, like they're taught in school very much in terms of like the just more forms of memorization. And this is actually like learning how to think, the principles, you know, pursuing things through evidence-based methods, like testing, trying to falsify various hypotheses. Like this isn't just something like some some smart guy came up with a few hundred years ago. Like, this is the base, the backbone of all human knowledge. It is literally how our brains work and gain understanding of the universe. And it took me, I was 25 by the time I figured that out. And, you know, maybe part of that is just, you know, kids can't understand this. You know, when you're young, you don't understand this stuff on the same level that you do when you're an adult. But at the same time, I think it's just not, I think we could be doing a lot better job. So yeah, I feel that about all these things. You know, self-awareness is another one. I really do think that, psychology, basic psychology and, various forms of like, of therapy and like, not just like forms of therapy that you can do with yourself, journaling, things like that. I think that should be promoted in school. I was fortunate. I went to a private school and I had an English teacher that made us journal every Friday. And I remember thinking it was like, oh, cool, free. No, I have to don't have to do work on Friday. And, you know, actually a lot of the exercises she had us do when we were teenagers, like I look back and I was like, those were some of the coolest things. In many cases, very, very cathartic exercises, like kind of helped me get through high school, I guess you would say. I just think there should be more stuff like that. Helping kids like critically examine their own thoughts and feelings, wonder why, where do they come from? Why are they there? Obviously it's easy for me to say all this shit. There's probably teachers listening to this who are like, easy for you to say that. Yes, it is easy for me to say that, but, you know, it's my blog, so I get to talk about the world as I think it should be, you know, from my perch. So that's what I did here. And, you know, maybe you agree with me, maybe you don't, but, it's, I don't know. I think it's good to get the ideas out there.